Hi, we are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. Today we are going to be discussing would you rather questions. Thanks for all the support recently, and I really hope you enjoy.
12:40 in the morning. We'd like everybody to know this is 12:40 in the morning.
After I've worked a 9-hour day.
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be fun. So, first, would you rather question. Would you rather be rich and comfortable or have purpose? And so this one, I feel like when I first read it, I just immediately thought like purpose over like money. I don't know if you agree.
I don't actually.
Okay.
I think I'd rather be rich and comfortable because there's nobody saying that rich people can't have purpose. Now, eat the rich wholeheartedly, literally eat the rich. However, there's no reason why you can't be purposeful with your money and help charities and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, that's a good thing about the charity. And then also the, like, top voted comment on here. It only has, like, one vote, but besides the point. It's, with money, I can create purpose for myself, which that's the reason why I chose this question, just because I found it really interesting that, like, if you have money, you can create purpose.
And, like, that's the thing that I've noticed is, like, you see all these quote-unquote rich people and they're buying Birkin bags and buying these, like, $2 million mansions. And people obviously get mad at them about it. Yeah, it's the money they've worked hard for. But at the same time, you know, there's all these people struggling and it's just like they don't give a fuck. They're just letting these people struggle. And so it's just one of those things. It's like, if you really want to make a difference, you're going to. And if you have more money, you're more apt to do it because you have the, like, funds to do so.
Yeah. I think that, like, another side to this question is, like, with just having purpose, like, if you don't have the money to execute anything, then there's not a lot of points of that, like, purpose without any way to execute any of that.
Yeah, which is not saying that you can't have purpose if you're poor. There's plenty of poor people that do a lot of good for the world. It's just money would make things a lot easier to financially give. Which is sadly what a lot of people need in the world today because everything runs on money.
Yeah, we're definitely like a money-based society, and so to have like anything, you have to have money.
Yeah.
All right, second question. Would you rather own 1 acre of undeveloped land and live completely off the grid, or 0.25 acres of suburban property with a house or tiny apartment in the city? So for me, I felt like I would rather have like the undeveloped land.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I feel like there's multiple sides of me that like wants all these different things. Because like the doomsday prepper in me was like, oh yeah, undeveloped land. Cool, you know, and live off entirely off the grid. But like personally, I see nothing wrong with like a little apartment in the city. I mean, that's basically what I live in now. And I mean, this is paradise. You don't have to like mow the lawn and you can like just casually be at somewhere in like 10 minutes and not have to stress. Like if you have a job, you're just like right there.
For me, I feel like I do have a problem with little apartments, like especially in this city. I don't feel like I have enough like freedom in that.
That's
like I feel like I would feel like trapped too often. And then also like when I read this, like I feel like this was for my interpretation, it was like, would you rather live in the country or the city? Like, I feel like that's how I just kind of read this question anyway.
Yeah.
And I would rather live out in the country. Like, even if I was wanting to move to a big city, I would still live on, like, the outskirts because I do not want to be out in there.
See, my thing is this, like, are you thinking about this in the amount of money that you have now? Or is this some hypothetical world where you're suddenly rich? Because if I was suddenly rich, yeah, I would love to have undeveloped land and, like, design my own house and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But as a broke college student working on a retail budget, the apartment seems like the cheapest option.
That's true. I definitely did see this, like, hypothetically.
Okay.
But even, like, just with a little bit of money that I would have now, I would still kind of want to, like, try to build something there.
Yeah.
Because I still just wouldn't want to be in the city.
I just know, absolutely, I do not want a suburban home.
Suburban?
Suburban. There is nothing wrong with suburban houses. I'm not downsizing it. However, they make me a little uncomfortable when you go to those little tiny neighborhoods and every house looks the exact same.
So I was gonna say,
I would get lost.
Yeah, it's also just like, it's a really weird like feeling to see every house be exactly the same. Yeah. And the problem with suburban neighborhoods is there's, what are they called? Like the HOA?
Yeah, like the homeowners association.
Yeah, that, I don't like those. Those freak me out.
Yeah, like they have so many rules is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And like, I'm such a creative person. Like, what if I wanted to like paint my house black and have a coffin in my front yard? I can't do that with the homeowners association.
Yeah, they're like, you have to have your grass like cut this specific thing.
Yeah.
Like my aunt and uncle used to like, well, they always live in like really suburban areas and they always like, they're so involved in like the HOA stuff. And I'm like, do you not miss, like, doing whatever you want to your yard?
Yeah, I want that freedom, man.
Okay, next question. Would you rather allow people to see your dreams or imagination? Now, we've talked about this a little bit, just as, like, in casual conversation.
Yeah.
But for me, by far, it would be imagination.
Oh, yeah. No, I read this question, and I literally went, there is no way in hell I want anybody to witness my dreams, because most of the time they are nightmares, and yeah. I don't want anybody to witness that.
That in my dreams don't make any fucking sense. Like, people will be, like, talking to me, and they'll be like, hey, like, I saw you in my dream. Like, in my dreams, I'm in the middle of a fucking, like, field somewhere or some shit, like, someplace I've never been, and, like, weird shit is happening. Like, I don't, like, lucid dream at all.
Yeah, no, I have the stupidest, like, if I do actually dream, it is so dumb. Like, I have this one specific memory when I was a kid where I was, like, married to George the Jungle. Like, who does that? It was the dumbest thing. Like, it's embedded in my mind, man. I don't understand why.
Dude, that's so funny.
Maybe specifically the Tim Allen one, too, from, like, Jungle to Jungle. I love Tim Allen. Or I did. I found out he's kind of Republican and kind of homophobic. But I was obsessed with him as a kid.
Oh, my God.
And his humor is kind of funny.
I feel like with the imagination is, like, I would want people to see it because I have such a vivid imagination. Like, there's that whole thing where, like, it's, like, when people are thinking that some people can, like, vividly see things and other people can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm one of those people that can, like, see things in HD, just, like, yeah. Anything I'm thinking of. So I think that's really neat, and I'd like to share that.
Same.
Okay. This one I honestly just found hilarious. That's definitely why I added it. It's, would you rather relive your childhood or receive $1 million? And, like, the screenshot showed the top commenter being like, I'd sooner pay $1 million to avoid reliving my childhood. And I just agree with that, like, wholeheartedly.
No, literally. I read this and I went, okay, but who wouldn't take $1 million? Yeah, part of me wants to be a kid again, but not that childhood.
Something that is kind of interesting with this one, what if you could go back to, like, a point in your childhood, like, really young with the same amount of, like, knowledge you have now? Like, I feel like that would be the only way to make it worth it, because you could, like, go back to situations and you, like, already know what's going to happen and you already know things about the world, and so you could change things that way. If you wanted to.
Yeah, but then we get into the complication of, like, altering the future and your realities and
yeah,
all that stuff. And we're like, who knows? We may never have done this. If we didn't have the trauma that we have, we might not have ever ended up in retail and decided to do this podcast.
True, true. So I think $1 million would definitely benefit both of us more.
Oh, yeah. We got to pay out that college debt. Hell yeah.
Okay, would you rather have $100,000 cash or an unlimited supply of money in all pennies? So when I first read this, it was really interesting to me because, like, my first instinct was, like, just give me the $100,000. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought at first. But I feel like after thinking about it, like, unlimited is so much, like, even if it isn't pennies.
Here's my plan.
Okay.
Those, like, little coin machines they have inside stores or the bank, just go in and just dump that shit. You'd be there for hours. You know how much money you could get out from that?
Do you know how sketchy you would look? You just, like, come in, like, every single day, you're just cashing out.
Well, you wouldn't have to do it every single day if you knew you have an unlimited supply. You just do a lot at one time and just maybe do it coming once a month.
True.
Just have a ton of pennies.
That's so funny to me. Like, I feel like the U.S. government would be like, where did this come from? Like, we didn't make this many.
It's not dated. That'd be so weird. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather live permanently in a zoo or a roller coaster park? So, hands down for me, the answer would be zoo.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah.
My question is what zoo and what theme park? Because if I could live in Disney World all day, every day, that's a dream come true.
Well, yeah, for you. That would be kind of my nightmare.
Okay, but no, here's my logic. I don't want to live in a zoo because I'd just be sad. All the animals be trapped. And what if something got loose? Like, what if the tarantulas got loose?
Dude, me and the tarantulas would be vibing.
No.
Yeah.
Hell
no. I would make friends with all of them. I've already thought about this. Every animal up in that bitch would be my friend.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the gift shop would be fun to visit.
I feel like I would try to choose the zoo that does treat the animals best, because I know there's, like, some that do and some that don't.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know which ones treat them well, but I know the St. Louis Zoo is really cool, and I'd like to spend a lot of time there.
That's very valid. I don't know. I just like theme park everything, and I think they're fun.
I would not want to live in a theme park, ever. Like, I don't like attractions and stuff. Yeah. Like I would not be having a good time. Like, if there was, like, a resort, like, as a part of the theme park, and if that was, like, included, then maybe. But no.
See, like, it really just depends on the theme park to me. Because, like, I've been inside the back rooms of, like, Kings Island performing and stuff, and they are so freaking nice.
Yeah.
There's, like, chandeliers and, like, a ballroom. Like, it is some nice shit.
That's true.
And then, like, you know Disney's even better than that.
Yeah.
So, like, even I feel like the lower class, like, theme parks would be really fucking neat. And, like, especially if it's, like, the hypothetical, like, you just live inside of it, like, it's ever-changing, they're always adding stuff.
Yeah.
So you would just get, like, a new adventure every day.
Yeah.
And it'd be so neat.
That's true. That is a good point. Okay. Do you want to get going?
Yeah.
Cool.
So next question. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds? Now, I personally said I want to be able to teleport because one of the things I hate the most is driving. I hate driving. And if I could just teleport, like, some Star Trek shit, that's my dream come true.
You drive really slow, so that'd be convenient for me. I would like for you to teleport.
Oh my god. Yeah, you'd be like, I'll see you there. No, I fucking love the idea of teleporting, dude.
Also, I don't want to read minds. That's not something I want ever.
I'm too insecure and I'm too self-aware of how weird people are, and I don't want to know what's in their heads.
Oh yeah, like, for sure. I feel like it's, like, that scene in Twilight where he's, like, reading.
Oh, everything. Yeah.
I don't like that scene. No. It, like, really upsets me.
And it's also, like, what if you really like this person and then, like, you're reading their minds, they're just sitting there thinking about how much they hate you? You know how heartbreaking that would be?
That and, like, also, like, intrusive thoughts. You wouldn't be able to determine what is one and what's not.
That's true.
So you'd be like, oh, they want to kill me. Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, sorry, just intrusive thoughts. What if they actually want to murder me?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or be transported permanently 500 years into the past?
I feel very strongly about the past in this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the future at all.
See, I was torn because as an LGBT person, it's like if I lived 500 years in the past, I could be dead. Mm-hmm. However, the idea of living in the future, where I personally believe we're probably not going to live 500 years in the future because of how screwed up our society is, I'd rather not live in an apocalyptic world. So yeah. I'd rather take the risk of just being closeted or just being a really, really cool person in history books. Like, that just seems like the better option to me of just being in the past.
I feel like that's something that people that are, like, cis and straight and, like, the, like, norm, like, don't think about. It's like, oh, like, if, like, I was transported 500 years, there'd be, like, cultural differences, but we still wouldn't have, like, that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have that to worry about, so.
You wouldn't have to be forced to marry somebody of the opposite sex.
I want to know how many people, like, in the past, though, like, transitioned and just no one like knew, and then they just lived as like their transition self.
Oh my god, dude, there's so many stories.
Yeah,
if you ever sit back and read the stories, it is fantastic.
I feel like there could be some stories like that where you just kind of don't tell anyone and you just kind of like start presenting as like the gender you want, and then just like go with it.
No, I don't know too much about trans women or non-binary people in the past, but there is a lot of trans men in the past, because like for a lot of them it was so easy to like pass in society, pass in quotations, and it was just like one of the most fascinating things I've ever read about.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, next question. Would you rather be able to control fire or to be able to control water?
This was really hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, I sat and, like, thought about it a lot and, like, thought about the pros and cons. I eventually decided with water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just really struggled with this one, but I agree.
For me, it was thinking about, like, potential deaths, and I was like, could I be able to save myself from drowning or burning alive?
Oh, that's fair.
That's what I was thinking about. That's what I spent so much time contemplating, is I was like, if I can control, well, like my thought was like, if I can control water and there's a situation where I'm drowning, then I would not be drowning. But then if you're like burning alive, you could control like water and the air and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't burn alive either, so.
See, as someone who, like, really loves the idea of just being able to control fire, this was hard. Mm-hmm. But I also just think water just, like, you thought about it way more complicated than I did. I was just thinking, oh, if I was thirsty, I could just drink from whatever I'm controlling it from.
Yeah.
And, like, being at work and just be like, ah, I can take a drink. And not having to buy drinks all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know. That was just my simple brain idea of what that meant.
I feel like we always have, like, different ways that our brains think about things.
No, you're like, if I could do this, I could save lives. And I was like, no, I'm thirsty. Okay, would you rather relive the same day for 365 days, so Groundhog Day, or lose a year of your life?
This one, I feel like, needs further clarification. There's, like, no description whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, what does lose a year of your life mean? Does that mean however many years you were going to live, one gets taken off? Or, how, like, a year that you've already lived, all of a sudden, like, you didn't live it?
I didn't think of it that way.
You know what
way.
I'm saying? Like, I read this question so many times, I was like, what does this mean?
I was thinking it meant taking a year, like, from your future part of your life.
Okay.
Like, instead of dying at, like, I don't know, 89, you die at 88. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But what me and my roommate were questioning was, what day would you be reliving?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
there's
the
that
day?
Too. Yeah, there's that too. I feel like even if you could pick the day, and let's say you chose like the best one imaginable for like any circumstance, I still feel like I would not want to live it for 365 days.
Oh god, no.
No. I would be so over it.
No, it's like, I read this question and I had so many references in my head. Like, there's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
There's that episode Supernatural I always talk about where he just, like, heat of the moment over and over again. And it's just like, I would not want to do that.
No.
No, it got so old so quickly, and I cannot imagine doing it for a whole year.
I like variety too much. I like to, like, I like to change things. And I would just go insane.
Like, even just, like, working the same job today makes me exhausted. I can imagine reliving my entire day over and over again. Especially if it's a really traumatic day. Can you even imagine? Awful.
If it was a traumatic day, like, for you, I feel like you could go back and change things.
That's
like,
true.
In a way that would benefit you. And then you would just have it down and be like, okay, I have to do this and this to avoid this happening. But that would still just be, like, emotional.
So it would be really exhausting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, would you rather be able to control animals with your mind or to be able to control electronics with your mind?
This one is really hard.
Really? I had an answer immediately.
Like, I sat and thought about this one because, like, I feel like there's a bunch of pros to both.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually chose electronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I went with, too.
That surprises me, because you like animals so much. Like,
see,
that's the thing.
If it was, like, being able to talk to animals, I would have choose that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like the idea of controlling something that lives and breathes and should have its own mind and opinions. I know it's an animal, but still, we don't really fully know what their lives are.
If an animal attacks you, though, you could just tell it no, and it wouldn't.
But it may not, though. I mean, I guess if you're controlling it. But see, in my opinion, it's that everything is run by electronics in our society.
Yeah.
Literally everything. And especially, I feel like in the future, like, we're probably not even going to have animals at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be all electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like animals would be outdated eventually sometime in the future.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we're just, like, the first thing I thought about, like, as far as the benefits of electronics is, like, money. And you like, you could do stuff with your bank account.
That's true.
That's what I thought
about. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather know the history of every object you've touched or be able to talk to animals?
Definitely talk to animals. I don't even like animals that much. But
really?
Yeah.
See, this one was hard to me. Because, like I said, like I just said, I was like, I would love to be able to talk to animals. But mm-hmm. I also just think knowing the history of things you touch would be interesting. But at the same time, it'd be kind of horrific. Because, yeah. like, every time you went to the bathroom or something, like, at a public place, I don't want to know the history of that. It's, like, some random things or people who lived in your place before you. I don't want to know.
There's so many things I would just not want to know yeah. the history of. And it's also, like, is this every object? Like, you have the ability to control it? Or are you just touching things? You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just, like, so, like, that's what I thought about. I'm like, I would not want that.
That's a good point. I want to be able to talk to animals.
Yeah.
I don't want to know the history.
Like I said, I don't even like animals that much. But, like, that question, I was like, sure, I'll talk to animals.
I just want to be able to communicate to whatever beautiful dog I run into and tell them how much I love them and they understand.
I want to be able to tell my cat how much I also hate them as much as they hate me.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be able to be controlled. Okay, would you rather bleach your hair neon green for the rest of your life, which didn't make sense to me because you can't bleach your hair green, or only have one eyebrow?
I can't stand the way you thought about this question. Anyway, I said, like, one eyebrow because you can shave the other one off and pencil both in, and people do that already, so that's what I chose.
Oh my god, no, I wholeheartedly want neon green hair.
I've had it before.
Oh yeah. No, I think I might have done it.
I've had it before.
But, like, that way you never have to worry about freaking dyeing your hair over and over again. It's just done.
No, dyeing my hair is such, like, self-expression for me. I would never want it to be just, like, one color.
I'd be fine with it.
I would not be okay with
it. You could still do, like, different hairstyles and stuff. Like, having a neon green mullet would be so awesome.
No.
Only 90 with neon green hair.
Like, having that once would be cool, but not, like, for the rest of my life. I couldn't do it.
I think it'd be fun. Okay, I thought this one would be a good one for you. Would you rather be a famous director or be a famous actor?
I spent way too much time thinking about this, I hope you know. Like,
I figured you did.
I would be, like, sitting in my car before work, and I would just, like, stare at this question and, like, thoroughly think it out. I spent so many days doing this. I feel like I eventually decided on director because you have so much more control of everything.
Yeah.
And I also feel like they kind of, like, I know their jobs are hard, but I feel like they have it easier, like, in the long run because they still make the millions, but they're, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, I figured you would say that. Knowing you, I just knew you'd want to be a director because I know you've talked about it before. Yeah. I'd rather be an actor just so, because I feel like directors don't get as much recognition for things.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, everybody knows, like, Steven Spielberg and, like...
But it says be a famous one, so if you're...
Still.
Yeah.
There's a lot of famous directors, but people still don't always acknowledge them.
Yeah. I don't care about the acknowledgement. They still get the paycheck, so that's fine with
that's
me.
That's fair. Like, actors could, like, literally... Like, directors are never gonna be anything, so, like, they have to put all this effort into one thing to get the money.
Yeah.
Whereas an actor could do, like, tiny commercials on the side and still get paid billions, especially if they're famous.
Yeah, like I said, it was hard because, like, that... But I feel like just for me personally, I don't think I would really be able to be an actor in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do content, but I don't think I'd want to be just an actor.
That's fair. That's definitely fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, final question. Would you rather pause time for 2 hours while you're sleeping or fast forward 2 hours of your workday?
We talked about this, like, in our just whatever, like, conversations, and just... So much of me wants to be able to fast forward 2 hours of my workday.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, our workday is so, like, exhausting, and we want to do that so bad every single time we work. And, like, I just don't feel like the other one would benefit me that much.
No. Like, at the same time, like, I never sleep enough, so, like, it might be nice just to be able to sleep an extra 2 hours. Or mm-hmm. feel like I have.
Yeah.
But being able to skip through 2 hours of work... that's so much stuff that you just wouldn't have to do. Mm-hmm. And everybody would, like, I don't know, you've already done. So that just seems like a dream come true.
That would be amazing. Like, I feel like every time I go to work, I'm, like, looking at the clock all day and being like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Exactly.
Like, I'm always waiting for, like, the situation to get better. It never does because we work in retail, but still.
Oh, yeah. And, like, within 2 hours, like, even coming in, like, an hour earlier, leaving an hour early or whatever, mm-hmm. it makes such a huge difference. So yeah. Adding on 2 hours or taking away 2 hours, that is a dream freaking come true.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.